2-1-0.
Mira, y'all, this is Natasha with Norteño T10. Now on Latina Podcasters Network.
I usually wear gloves, and then people, I guess, oh, he's saying this.
Oh, that means we're rolling.
Oh, hello.
2-1-0, hey guys, this is Natasha with Latina 210 Podcast. Thank you to Vodpod Media for housing and producing, and to Latina Podcast Network for having me in your network. Guys, if you're watching, go listen. If you're listening, go watch. No matter what, like, share, subscribe, do all the things, help support your girl, and my guest as well. So I say this every time, but you're going to want to see who I have, so go to YouTube. Subscribe and then see who I have. Please introduce yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Serena Volsi. I am the owner of Taco Couture, where we specialize in making luxury boutique tacos.
Okay, so I have to know, like, where, which sounds, it's a mouthful.
I know.
Number one, your tacos are, please don't at me and don't cancel me, but they're some of the best that I've ever had.
Thank you.
I can tell that a lot of love and time goes into that. And not only that, but because I follow you, I see that a lot of love and time goes into that.
Yeah.
So what made you want to start this business?
This is a long story. Yeah. I've always tried to like condense.
Yeah.
But I feel like people need to know.
We have an hour, girl.
Okay, good. Well, I was going, I guess we can go to like college. When I got into college, right, I was like, what do I want to do? And I really loved art. So I was going to school for interior design. So like art was my thing. Met my husband. We did a bunch of traveling. He joined the military. So we held off on having kids. So we used to splurge on ourselves, fine dining. So we were paying like crazy amount of money, like in DC. You know, thanks to the military, we were able to like move around and see a lot of different experiences. But when it came to fine dining, we definitely were paying a lot of money for art.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of y'all or some of y'all have seen my husband behind the cart, but he's 6'4". So after eating the art that I loved, and I would, kid you not, always take out my phone, do the video recording, the pictures, and my husband like hated that. He's like, are you done? And so that kind of goes to like Taco Couture. I want you to take out your phone, do the pictures, do the before you eat it. But going back, paying all that money just to go home or back to our hotel or whatnot for us to Uber or Uber Eats or go out to eat street food, which is like pizza or tacos. Because, yeah, you paid a lot of money. It was pretty. It was artistic. It was me showing family, friends, like what I'm eating. We've gone to Nobu and like the lobster tacos. My husband, you had to order two. Minimum two. They were $20 each. Well, my husband, I have a picture. It's so bad when I show everybody. Like, literally, it was the size of his thumb.
What?
Yeah. So he was like, I spent $40 on two thumb tacos.
Did they?
At Nobu.
Like, accidentally give you crawfish instead of lobster?
No, that was lobster. Because,
how was lobster that little?
I guess that, like, the way they dice it up to present it to look pretty. And it's like a vibe eating small things. And like,
no, it's not.
Not for my husband.
Not for me.
Or
either.
Not for a Texas girl,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is a joke. But anyways, you know, pizza, tacos was like the latest thing that would be open. So fast forward to 2021, decide to start planning our family after being with him for 8 years and married. And so I was like, all right. That meant if I was going to do this, that we had to move back home because I was no way able to raise a child without family support. So we came back to San Antonio. Well, home for me is the Valley girl.
956.
But came back to San Antonio and I realized that niche was missing in San Antonio. I mean, I don't know if a lot of y'all have heard, but San Antonio is always like behind on trends, on food, music, all of that, you know, compared to what I've experienced. So I was like, all right, well, I mean, being from a valley, being a valley girl, the food down there does not compare to Texas. San Antonio, ooh,
Shots fired.
I'm sorry. It's like, you know, they say it's very Tex-Mex here, which it is. And it's not like, my God. But being raised on, like, authentic and, what do they call it? Like, poor people food, like fideo. Yeah. But down there, it was like, right. It was good. So I'm like, all right, well, I know the flavor's missing here, and I know I've experienced this expensive plated food. Like, what can I do? And then also background interior design. So my mind, you know, just started going. Well, what really, I'm sorry, I'm going all over the place. But what really started that was came back, had baby girl in October 2021, and thinking it was going to be all good and dandy, you know, like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be smooth. I mean, I was like 28, you know, husband was, well, he got out of the military, active duty, and then he joined the guard so that we can, because they cut us off of TRICARE.
Dang.
So like right off of TRICARE. So yeah. I was 7 months pregnant, moved back, didn't see a doctor till 2 weeks before I gave birth.
That's crazy.
Because literally they cut us off. And he joined the guard to try to, like, activate it again. By the time they did, it was 2 weeks before. And then at that time, no doctor wanted me because I was too far along. They didn't. It was too, like, a risk, you know.
Did you have a high-risk pregnancy?
Mm-mm.
No?
No. And then finally I got an OB that she used to be a military wife. So she's like, I get it. Like, girl. And then so, like, 2 weeks later, gave birth. Aww. All natural, because like in my mind I'm very much so like that.
Yeah.
I'm very like strong, and my mind was like, if my grandma was able to do 8 kids on the ranch and still get up, like that woman empowerment thing. Yes. I was like, like, I mean, I hate to say this, but because I'm very against gender roles, but God made us to bear children.
Yeah.
So in my mind I was like, well, I was still at the hospital, but I was like, nope, no epidural. It hurt. Nothing will ever beat that pain,
period.
But yeah, after having her naturally, I felt like I evolved right then and there to this like mega woman. I don't know. Like, honestly, it was insane. I was so traumatized.
Yeah.
That I didn't even like know what was going on in the room. Like the whole like umbilical cord cutting. I was like, I mean, I was there, but I wasn't there. I was still trying to get over what the just happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, having her, you know, and then my husband gets activated for the border crisis, what's happening down there.
Mm-hmm.
A week after I had given birth, and he had told them, hey, like, we just had a child, and they're like, okay. And I don't know, I just feel like the way they said it was, they're like, okay, well, tell your wife to go get you know, a letter saying that they need you there for mental health or whatever. And I was just like, dang, okay. Which was true, but I don't want to admit that, you know, especially if it's going to be written on paper. So we did that. You know, I needed him there for, you know, mental, and I couldn't drive myself to, like, appointments and stuff. So we thought it would work. We were like, okay, we'll reach back out in 6 months. And then literally 6 months, like, they were timing it down, and they activated him. They're like, there's no way backing out this time. So he left when she was 6 months and came back when she was 14 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's such a long time.
Yeah. And my first baby. I mean, he was in Zapata, which was like 3 hours away.
Yeah.
He's got to come home one weekend out of the month. Mm-hmm. But it's just like every time he came, he was doing things that we would do when she was like a newborn. And I could only imagine, like, for him, like, he's missing out on so much. I'm like, yo, we're past that.
Yeah.
Like, no more bottle, like, stop.
Yeah.
Or she's eating solid. And it's just like for him too, like, he was like, this is happening a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so much faster. And then for me, it was like, I've always been like on the go, like independent, like, don't tell me nothing. Like, I never really imagined myself to be a mom. Like, if it wasn't for my husband, I would have never had kids, because like in my mind I was like, oh, that's a setback. Sorry. But I'm like, yeah, I feel like it's a setback. Like, I felt like the path and how driven I was, and I was like, I'm gonna keep going. I knew, and that's why I held off so long. And then I just didn't know, like, the mental that would come with it. Like, oh my God, it was like needy, like crying. And then I was breastfeeding and, you know, I wasn't fully lactating. Like, it was giving her what I could. And then, you know, finishing, and that made me also made me feel like maybe I'm not meant to be a mom, because if I was meant to be a mom, I would lactate and da da da. And then, I mean, it sucks to say, I'll probably like cry, because like I look at her now and I love her so much, and like she goes to daycare and I'm like, oh my God, I want to go get her. But I feel so guilty because I didn't have a connection with her when she was a newborn up until Taco Couture. Like I say, Taco Couture has saved my life, because it's happening because I was such in a dark space, and I felt like, now I feel like she didn't deserve that. Like, I don't remember times I had with her when she was like a baby. To me, it was just like, wake up, hear her cry, and like feed her, and then go to sleep. Like, I wasn't mentally okay.
Yeah.
And then I thought, like, maybe I'm not meant to be a mom, and so like suicidal thoughts would come in. But I don't know, it was really, really hard. And then I was like, well, what's gonna make me, I don't know, like, I think the jump for Taco Couture was like, think of your passions, right? Like, I'm a foodie, I like art, I love color. So I started thinking about like taco cart, and I was like, there's no taco cart out here. There's nothing but taco trucks. And then people still call me taco truck, and I'm not. They're like, hey, we're inquiring about your taco truck. And I'm like, first of all, it's a cart.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect me. But no, so all those thoughts made me feel more alive. And then it kept rolling into a ball. Sorry, I keep touching this.
No, you're good.
And then it created what, you know, I thought about the carpet, the ropes. We have a 10-foot pink carpet, a floral cart, and then the neon sign. Like, everything's about details, because yeah. I could have gotten like vinyl,
sure,
or I could have gotten like, I don't know, literally just vinyl, like at Taco Couture or whatever. But it wasn't the full experience.
Yeah.
So I wanted to provide the experience, just like we got experience in fine dining restaurants, and I wanted to still provide and pay homage to how I was raised, which is, well, I'm a Valley girl, but I was raised in Reynosa. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if some of y'all follow me, but every time we go down to Mexico, I make sure that I get some BTS there. Yeah. And show like the cart life is really real.
For
it's
sure.
The hustle, it's how they eat good food. I mean, the last time I went, we saw like a kid, he couldn't have been older than 12, and he was doing like the papa fritas, like, mm-hmm. on his little cart. And I'm like, there's no excuse. And that's just the way I was raised, though, compared to like, you know, being handed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't come from a family of wealth or any of that. It's just like, during my depression, you know, like, I'll talk to my mom, like, hey, and I'd be like, I'm not gonna tell her, but I was like, no, I'll tell her. I'll tell my mom, because, you know, she was living in the house with us. And I was like, Mom, I'm experiencing this. And she's like, get over it. Like, there's women in Mexico that are thrown on the side of the floor, like, asking. And it's right. She's right. So, like, that will, like, make me humble myself. But it would also...
Yeah.
And you know what they say about, like, Hispanic or other traditional families.
Yeah.
It's like...
So that is right. However, that doesn't take away from what you're feeling, and that doesn't invalidate your feelings and your emotions and what you're going through.
Right.
And my mom was the same way, because we talked about this when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that I had postpartum depression as well with my daughter. I almost died having her. And I did it naturally too. And I was like, yeah, no, let's do this. Like, yeah, you know, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm super strong. And it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. But because she was ripped away from me because I was actively dying, which just sounds super dramatic, but it literally was, that's the closest I've gotten, I think, to death. But, having that just intense drop in hormones, and then with the situation, how it happened, and it happens even without that situation, right? I went into the worst depression I've ever had in my life. So the suicidal thoughts were daily, multiple times a day, trying to think of ways to do it that would look like an accident, because I didn't want to shame my other children or like my family, right? So also struggling with that, and then anxiety too on top of that, and panic attacks, and having to go back to work after 3 months and being a nurse and going back to working in the ICU, having patients that were, you know, also dying, some of them. And so all of that was just the worst time of my life. And my mom did the same thing. I mean, how you just need sleep. You're just tired. You're just, you know, she's a baby. Yeah. And like, it was a lot of invalidating. And I think that's unfortunately a like a Latino thing, or like Latina thing, like, or Latina, however, right? It's a thing.
Yeah.
And it's a problem. So I think as for us as mothers now, and mothers that have daughters, like when it's their time, hopefully that does not happen to them.
Right.
But if it does, we'll be more understanding and more supportive.
Yeah. Well, I find myself, well, now she's two now, and she's the sassiest boss. Like, everyone's like, she's super smart. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, y'all are just saying that. But like every like daycare at the gym, daycare at daycare, they're like, yo, she's like super advanced. And I'm like, I mean, I don't want to be like, well, duh. Because that's how my mom was. You know, like, I'd purposely get a honor roll or do the national society on purpose because my mom didn't have custody of us. That's like another sore subject, which is my childhood, which isn't that great, but I would purposely do things academically or physical because I would be in sports a lot. A majority of being in sports was to not go home to my dad and my stepmom, but it was more so to like a cry out to be like, come support me, like, hey, they're having an award ceremony, and you know, everyone I went to school with, their parents would show up, and like none of my parents would, like my dad would be at work, and then my mom was like, okay, like, you're my daughter, like, I expect nothing less. Like, for her it was like, duh, like, you're smart, like, what are you talking about? Same thing with like my brothers. Like, so I find myself now, and I'd be catching myself because I'm like having that strong like, duh, like, yeah, she's smart. Like,
yeah.
Or with her, I'm like, pick it up. But the way I say it is more, I just find, like, I feel like I'm becoming my mother. And so right now in my motherhood journey, I mean, even an entrepreneur, which is really hard with how fast the business took off, like, I do feel like I'm failing still because I wanted to do something to get my mind off of it. And now that I have it, I still can't fulfill being a mother because it's like, I gotta send this invoice, I gotta talk to da da da, I gotta prep, I gotta order, I gotta talk to my vendors, and then when it's baby girl time, and it's just like get it together.
You have nothing left.
Yeah, and like my husband's home now, but it's like come on. I like the other day, I feel like I offended him because I was like, man, I need you to pull your weight, because he was gone for his job for 3 days. And he came back and he was just like on the couch. And I'm like, yo, you've been gone for 3 days. I felt like it was back to when he wasn't around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like you would, I don't know. I mean, men and women are different. Like, women would be like, well, I was gone for 3 days, let me take over. Like, men are just like, oh, well, if you need me, holla. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
assume
I don't
that
have
I need
to
you.
Tell you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You see, like, I yeah. would just, whatever. That's just marriage, guys. I'm just kidding. Do it, don't do it. But
I say all the time.
But then I feel like I offend him, but I was like, no,
yeah.
You know, we've grown so much together.
Yeah.
So when we were like babies.
Yeah.
We'll be on 11 years in December. So it's like, whoa. So now it's like, so anyways, business, baby, wife, mom, still. And then the other day I'm super blunt and I can't hold shit back, but I feel like I was falling back into a depression. A lot has to do with like a physical appearance, and like I go to the gym basically every day, but even at the gym now I can't focus because I'm on my phone, and that's when I create the reels that you see or photos, like I edit them, and then like, okay, I do all that da da da, and then I come into the captions and I'm like, oh my God, what do I write?
Yeah.
So it takes me hours, and I'll be in the sauna, then my phone overheats, and then I have to go,
same
girl. And so like I'm on the treadmill, and then so like that muscle mind is gone. I'll do the pre-workout, and so my background, I was playing basketball. I actually came to San Antonio to play for Vista.
Nice.
To play basketball. So, like, that was, like, my true passion growing up. I was a super, and am still a super tomboy. Like, everyone was like, oh, you dress yourself so? And I'm like, yeah, when I go out, but, like, at home, I'll be, like, in, like, not sweats, but, like, leggings and a,
yeah,
sorry, like, a basketball tee, and I just, that's how I work out. Like, yeah, that's just me all the time. But when I go out where I'm going to be shown, now that people are like, you're Taco Couture, and I'm like,
yeah, like, shit.
I didn't put my lashes on, yeah, girl. I'm like, no, that's not me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like it's such a dramatic difference where I don't think really people would really recognize or whatever. And yeah, plus the area that I stay at, like,
no one I really love does. That you brought up the, like, triple tasking, because people don't realize what it's like to be an entrepreneur. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, it must be nice. You get to, like, wake up whenever you want, go to sleep whenever you want, do whatever you want. And I'm like, understand, yes, right? But also, that freedom is all I've ever wanted in my life. So, but I'm working my ass off. And, like, what y'all don't see is my phone overheating in the sauna because I'm trying to create content and work out.
And I've gotten so many, like, positive, like, in person through message DMs. Like, yeah, oh, my God, who does your social media? Can I get them? Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I do. And I cry every time because I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So although I know there's, like, a certain event that I have to do, I don't. Please still book with us. But just know that I'm a perfectionist. So know that your event will be perfect. It's just, same thing in college. I could never write a paper or I could never do a project if you give me, like, okay, you have 2 months. All right, cool. But I'm not going to do it till the night before.
Exactly.
And pull an all-nighter. So in college, when I was taking all the arts, like, I was in sculptures. I took sculpture 1, 2, and 3. And then he was the same professor. But in sculpture 2, he was like, he's like, hey, y'all have, this is y'all's final 2 months, and I knew about it. I never did anything. And then the day before, I was like, yo, and I was working at Alamo Draft House on Marbach, and I was working at SeaWorld at the same time. Dang. And going to school full time and playing basketball. Like, for me, the hustle, that grind is so addicting. And, like, it's not about the money. Like, people, you know, other entrepreneurs, like, oh, my God, like, you're always getting booked. But it's, like, it's not about the money. It's about the hustle. That shit is real addicting. It's, like, to me, it takes my mind back to, like, Mexico. Like, they come out here every day, and they still go home with nothing to eat. Like, it's the hustle. So that final project at Draft House, I was like looking around, I was like, what can I use? Because sculpture, you could do anything with anything, chicken wire, paper, whatever. So I was like, okay, those tortilla chip boxes have, like, a grease stain, I'm sure they'll let me take it. So I took the box home with grease stains, and I had hot glue, and I was like, okay, create, and I created something, like, this big 3D dimensional thing, and I turned it in, and he was, like, blown away. Because, like, we'll critique everybody's, and he'll kind of, like, put everybody's on blast. He's like, good, but it wasn't on, like, the theme. And then he'll come to mind, he's like, oh, my God, like, I want to submit your stuff into, like, the student. And I didn't get a emotion or any type of connection with any of my work that I did in college. So, and I regret that, because I would love to keep that for an archive to show my daughter, or to just have an archive of myself in general, like Kim Kardashian kind of vibe. But I just didn't gain that connection with my pieces where I'm like, you can have it. It's chips. Like, it's box chips. But he was, the way he was telling me that, you know, what I should, because I would rip the side panels to show, like, the rigid under, basically showing the true culture of cardboard box, cardboard making, like the interior, which is that rigid stuff. And he loved that. I was like, you could have it, but now I regret it. But things like that, like, procrastination is how I work. And, you know, I'll talk to certain people, or, like, even my personal family, or they'll be like, you need like a task, a to-do list. And I'm like, stop telling me that. That makes me not want to do it more. And I've talked to other entrepreneurs where they're like, really, like, I love what you do. And then when I get a little personal and close to them and I share, they're like, oh, my God, let's do, like, co-working. And no offense to none of that. It's just not how I work. Mm-hmm. It's not my brain. My brain is chaotic. I feel as, I don't know if you've heard that term, like, artists, they're, like, just my mom calls me a creative, tortured genius. I don't know why she calls me that, but when it comes to art, like, it's all over the place. Like, you're not perfect. You're not. It's just, I don't know. It's just how I operate. I've tried to do the co-working. I've tried to go to, like, coffee shops to work. That's probably the most I can do, like, when it comes to laptop. But every event never fails. Like, I'm like, dang, why didn't I do this right? And it just bothers me. But having a checkoff list, I know I should have it, and I'm going to work on it. But it's just how I am, who I am when it comes to creating. So
I literally feel like we're the same person.
Yes. We like want to create, go to your garage, and it's like, what did y'all do?
Yeah, no, literally, because I, same thing. Like, I will procrastinate so hard. And then, like, for papers or whatever, I'd be like, nobody talk to me. Yeah. And I would lock myself in a room, and I'd be like, knock it out. Well,
because if you do it ahead of time, then you're like, this ain't right. And so the whole 2 months or week, whatever that you have, you're always messing with it. And then you end up looking at the final product, and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And then it beats you up. But when it's your perfect, right, towards your procrastinator, you turn it in, you're like, well, whatever, whatever. Yes. At least it makes me feel better if I get, like, a B, and I'll be like, well, I mean, I just did it in 4 hours compared to homeboy that got an A and did it for 2 months.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for me. And same thing with my food. I don't know if a lot of you know. I don't know why I'm super dry mouth. Sorry.
Oh, you're good.
A lot of you know I am vegan, so I don't eat meat. And so people.
Which is wild to me.
Yeah. And people are like, how do you? And I'm like, don't ask me. It's all about. So my dad has taught me that technique, which is looking for the right textures when it comes to meat on the grill, right? I don't have, like, an actual barbecue grill, but, like, same thing, like, the char to when you're marinating, like, all that I learned through him and in Mexico, just the way, very ranchero style, like, the marinade is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my taste testers is always the person that's working with me, which is usually my husband. My brother. So I'm like, yo, can you taste it? Because it looks salty. How do you know? Because I could tell by the seasoning layers. They're like, no, it's fine. I'm like, okay, good. Because, like, I'll freak out. But tamales, too. Like, I cannot eat my own tamales.
Crazy.
And, yeah, I make, like, a vegan one, like, which could be the frijoles, which I haven't really released that. But I know there's rajas, the jalapeno rajas with cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't eat my own stuff. It's so weird. Because if I do, I'm like, oh, it needs this and that. And I'm like, I'm just a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, no, these aren't good. And the people are like, these are really good. I was like, no, I think it's missing if I taste it. And I'm like, I'd just rather not.
And then you overdo it instead of just like, it is what it is.
And then my mind, like, I could verbally say it, and people are like, oh my God, get over yourself. But in my mind, like, I feel like my mind's like a pump, like it'll just explode because I'm like bothered by it.
Yeah.
Taste the tamale, it needs this. It's not the full, you know, full experience that I wanted to give. It's not my grandmother's hand. Like,
yeah.
I just go in on myself. So I'm really hard on myself, but I'm also like, I'm not able to deliver if I'm not hard on myself, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's just how I work.
No, I'm the same way. Like, my friends, like the people closest to me, are like, stop beating yourself up. And I'm like, no, but like, it's not that. It's like, unless it's perfect or damn near, like, then I am not okay with putting it out. And even then, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I should have done this. I should have done that. Why didn't I say this? Yeah. Why didn't I do that? And people are like, your level of like, okay, this is fine, is people's like, through the roof perfection. Yeah. And I'm like, but I don't care about other people.
No, right?
I care about myself and like what am I portraying? Because it's a business, right? Because you never know who's going to see it, who's going to be your next client, if they're going to come back to you, why they're coming back to you. And you want to make sure that everybody gets the same like perfection, right? Like, but it's hard because then you're like up. Well, for me, I'm sure you too. I'm up till ungodly hours, and I'm like, I'm waking up like, oh my God, like I forgot.
I've woken up out of my sleep. I'm like, when's this person's event? And I'll pull up the calendar. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't order the meat, but like now it's my life now.
Yeah.
And well, I know I was sharing. I know I'm like, I always go all over the place, no, but it's like, I'm very honest and vocal and blunt. That's like the personal me. So like, there's certain people, not a lot, because I don't try to show that side of me, because at the end of the day, you are I never knew or understood being the face of your brand until like maybe 6 months in, mm-hmm. where people are like, you're, and oh my God. And I'm like, what? No, the tacos is the brand. But people want to see face. They want to mm-hmm. know culture. They want to know tradition. They want to know the backstory. So I'm like, okay, I guess. And that's, I started gaining a lot of more confidence with the business because of postpartum depression. My first event, I was like, I don't know if they're gonna like it. Do y'all like it? And then I found myself asking like people, like, y'all like it? And I was just like, what? If a business owner were to, if someone was feeding me food and telling me that,
yeah,
I'm like, why did I buy from you? You know what I mean? But to me, it was also my way of getting out of that hermit crab hole, that dark space. So it was a way of me talking to people, a way of me just, I don't know, gaining confidence. So every event that I do, I gain so much confidence. I walk with my head super high. I'm like, bitch, I'm Taco Couture. Reservation for two.
Yeah.
But no, it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that, you know, and I do the dirty work. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, your husband and your brother. And I'm like, they don't marinate my meat. They don't do the salsa. They don't make any of the they just help me unloading the cart because it's heavy. And mm-hmm. I still haven't been able to invest into a company vehicle. But just loading it, putting it all together. And then, like, when cooking, like, I'll be sweating. Like, I'm certain events, like, basically, like, networking events. Like, I'll do, when it's time to serve, I'll, like, dress up to, like, tie in the whole
yeah.
experience, you know.
Which is also exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, girl, I just sweat. I smell like taco meat. Yeah. I got this suit on. Now I got to get a dry clean. Yeah. So, like, my mind works like that.
Yes.
Instead of, like, just put it on and you put a smile on your face and you serve. And it's like, ah. But, no, confidence has definitely helped me with Taco Couture. I feel not 100% back to normal. But going back to what I was going to say when I was super blunt and honest, I did find myself falling back into a depression hole recently. But I can't back out because I have committed clients, committed bookings. I can't crawl back in that hole and disappear for like a month or two. Although I really want that. And I feel like at this point in my life or journey, I'm like, man, like, I've been on go, go, go. Like, I just kind of want to, like, go, go, go away. And again, like, that falls into, like, being a mom and a wife. Like, I really want to, like, go deeper into Mexico, stay out there for like 3 weeks and learn a different technique. Cause the style that we do is mm-hmm. Frontera, which is, you know, like, just, I don't know, how do you describe Frontera? Like, I don't know, I would just say ranchero style, but like yeah. deeper into Mexico, there's different, like in Oaxaca, like mm-hmm. different styles and food that I would love to learn under someone and bring that experience back. But it's just like, for me to even try to get away with committed bookings and then thinking about my, you know, daughter, that I would feel still guilty because I'm like, yo, I'm over here on a trip when I could have been taking 3 weeks off to hang out with her. And, you know, so it's just like my mind is always like, I feel like I could never reward myself.
Yes.
With the business.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe in my 10-year plan or 5-year plan, maybe that time will come. But I've just, you know, we're not robots, and sometimes I wish I was, because then I wouldn't have, like, the emotional, like, even with, like, husband and wife, because mm-hmm. I know he helps me out a lot, but, I hired someone recently, and that's been a great help, but it's also, like, having to train them from, like, square one mm-hmm. compared to my husband. He already knows, like, da-da-da-da. So now that brings into management position. I know I need to learn this eventually if I want to franchise my carts, or just have different teams working for me. But it's just like, oh, this is a whole another role, like managing and being a boss. And it's just like I have to be careful how I represent myself around someone, because I wouldn't want yes. them to be like, yo, she's the worst boss ever. Like, she'd be eating and she'd be cussing. Like, you know, I wouldn't want that for my yeah. business or my brand. So there's a lot of roles going on right now, and I'm like just super overwhelmed. But, you know, knocking out events, and like I said, every event, and like you said, you never know who you know is listening to you or talking to you, or with your perfectionism for me, like, these events that we do, yes, maybe I'll get to know my client a little bit more. I don't know their social or anything, but they're like, hey, it's my party or it's my ground, da da da. But their guests, like, there's been some guests, and they're like, yo, this is unique. My name is, and I own, and I'm like, and they're like, okay, what's your 30% margin? And I was like, embarrassed, because I was like, sir, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know my Shark Tank speech, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what's your profit? And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Well, it's none of your business also, but yeah.
Well, he was trying to help me more on, like, like scaling it up. And I'm like, he's like, okay. And then he's like, do y'all have other stuff? Because, like, I did his daughter's event, and they had, like, a really nice house. Now I'm starting to see our clients go, like, upscale. When I first started this business, I wanted to, being where I'm from, I never experienced anything pretty. So I also wanted to do this business so that I could give, how do you say it, like, the hood, quote unquote, this experience.
Yeah.
Because you never know, maybe their kids or maybe them alone. Because I've met a lot of grown people. When we did our first pop-up, there's a guy and a couple, and they had our tacos, and they came, and they're like, yo. And then he was like, this is gold on steak. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, like the gold, the 24K golden leaf steaks in the restaurant. He's like, we don't go to restaurants. Like, we go to, like, chains, but, like, they'll profile. He had tattoos all over his face, his hands, like, they won't let us in. Like, I guess, I don't know, he didn't tell me what restaurant, but, like, ever since that, they've been discouraged to go to, like, fine dining. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck that.
Which,
you know,
sucks.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I got gold on steak, like, what's up? And, like, and I know you'll like it. Like, so giving back to my community, that's when I started, when I was doing pop-ups, I wanted that, but then it wasn't really bringing in guaranteed money. It was always a guess. It was always a question mark. And then, again, my brand is fresh, authentic. So whatever meat that didn't get cooked got frozen. And I'm not about to unfreeze or unthaw meat for a paying client. So now I'm a catering only. I try not to do very minimal pop-ups. Now I charge to do pop-ups compared to before. It's like, oh, pay your vendor fee, $80 because your food, $150 because your food. And I'm like, all right, all right, all right. And then I was a different name when I first started. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, I was, I hate saying the word, but the name, because it's just, well, it was called Bougie Taco S.A.
No, I didn't.
And that was Bougie Taco S.A. 2 months in, got a message from some chick from California that does very something similar, not a cart, but pink tortillas. And she basically accused me of doing infringement, and said, it was a long message. She's been on Mario Lopez, Ryan, whatever his name is. Her store is, like, in Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Like, you're like, we're different.
At the time, I had, like, 500 followers and 2 months into business. And I'm like, she's like, I'm all for Latina, but you need to, like, figure out your own brand and your own self. And
is that her name too?
No.
So then what the fuck?
She had the word bougie in her name, though.
And
so she's like, send me your email so I can send you the documents. And my dummy, I was sent her my email and I didn't get nothing. So it was like a bluff in a sense.
She was sending you like a cease and desist. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if you ever get to watch this, that girl, thank you. Because if you didn't, I wouldn't become Taco Couture. I wouldn't evolve to Taco Couture.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was talking to lawyers about it. I was like, all right, let me go talk to a lawyer. And they're like, they can't own the word pink.
No.
They can't own pink in general. Mm-mm. They can't own the word bougie. Now, we could fight it where it proves that you're not taking away California clients. And I'm like, beyond. Like, I'm catering to Texas residents. Like, granted, I know a lot of Californians are moving to Texas because of the whatever. That's not my fault. Like,
right.
But I was like, you know what? It's fine. He's like, do you want to move forward? I'm just going to tell you if you have the money, like, we could fight this. And I'm like, it's not worth it. So I was at the gym. It was like 2 days. I cried the first day. And I was just like, man, I'm just out here trying to, like, I'm not a fraud. Am I a fraud? And I was questioning myself. And I told my husband, he's like, and they have, like, heart-shaped quesadillas. Well, they call molitas, but I called mine quesadillas, which are smaller. And I was like, should I change the shape? And I was just like, tripping for a whole week. or that first day, and then 2 day came, and I was like, all right, what can I do? What can I do? Day three, I was at the gym, and between a set, I guess from all the adrenaline, I was like, Taco Couture. I was like, no, Taco Couture. And I just kept saying, I was like, does it flow? Called my husband. I was at the gym. I was like, what do you think about well, it was tacos with the S. Uh-huh. And I was like, no, let's take off the S. Taco Couture. And then I went to my cousin, and he's in Austin. He's my branding.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, here's a name. What can you do? And then I sat there with him, and I just let him. He has like this big old setup laptop screen. And he played with it, and he created the TC.
Yeah,
and
30 which I
minutes.
Love.
In 30 yeah. minutes, and I was like, yo, this is it. And it's just like, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have been able to do that and become who I am. So then I called trademarking, did the trademark documents, all of that, which is worth it, but it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I had to like work my way. I called and I was like, hey, what's your, and he was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, okay. So let me work my way up there. I got the money, I trademarked it. And now, like last week, I got a phone call from the trademark, wherever they're at, saying like, okay, now your thing is in review, because this is a lengthy process, yes. like 13 to 16 months. So yeah. now my time is coming up where I get to own Taco Couture, and that's like very exciting. What was I saying with that? Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
If that didn't happen, I wouldn't be able, well, doing, going back to like pop-ups, like I charge now. Mm-hmm. Instead of like, there was she's like a social media girl that creates events every month for like trendy girls. And she's like, hey, we would love to have you. And our fee is $100 if you would like. And I'm like, I hate messages like that. And I'm like, well, we charge a $150 pop-up fee. And she's like, oh, okay. Will we benefit off of any of your earnings? And I'm like, no. Like, now I have good so much you. Confidence where yeah. that $150, they may never know, and I'm not going to about to write you a whole paragraph, is not to basically, but to basically, you're using my images, mm-hmm. my logo that I paid all that money for trademarking, mm-hmm. my name, or again, like the car, all that, to promote your event so yep. that people could be like, oh my God, Pink Tacos, I got to go,
yeah.
or I got to buy a ticket mm-hmm. to get into this event. Like, we're, and that's $150 before. I was slowly increasing. I was starting at 40, then I went to 80, and I think in the winter I was like 100. Now I'm at 150.
Good.
Like if you want us to pop up at your event, so
good. As and you should.
A lot of people don't know is guessing the people that you're gonna have, because that has happened where they're like, oh, we're expecting 200. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll prep for like 70 plates because I'm like, all right, I'll do the math, and I'm like, all right, I'm happy with that number that we take home, and I sold 20. So. It's not that I don't want to do pop-ups. It's just from experiences. And it also bothers me because I feel like I take away people that do follow us that maybe could never afford our smallest catering package, right? And I feel horrible because I'm taking away their opportunity to just show up to a pop-up event and yeah. pay a $14-$15 plate of tacos,
yeah.
and that's them getting to experience Taco Couture, mm-hmm. compared to like being invited to a party or whatever, or even affording us for like so and so their kid's birthday party or whatever. So that does mess with me a lot too, because I'm like, wait, I have to think about this. Like, we still have to rent the U-Haul, mm-hmm. we still have to do the. It's really the labor. Our overhead is not that bad. It's the labor
right.
that goes into this. So. I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at with
that. I think it's hard because it's like I'm in a similar situation with my businesses, is like we have to remain competitive, obviously. You are your own niche, which one of our businesses is, but we design and produce Fiesta medals and mm-hmm. promotional items, marketing items, things like that for businesses, and that's what we're known for. We've been doing it for 7 years, and I've been burnt out. I feel like I'm burnt out like at least once a week. But, and that's with everything I have going yeah. on. But outside of that, people are like, well, you know, why am I paying? Because we're very upfront. So when you get your invoice, we have it broken down
right.
into line items. Mm-hmm. This is your unit price. This is the shipping. This is blah, blah, blah. We don't do like, oh, here's a lump sum here. We explain what's what. So you know exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for. And people complain, not many now, because now we're choosy with our clients. But they used to complain, like, well, why shipping so much? Like, well, you know, we explain whatever. And they're like, oh, and they're like, well, so-and-so says that their shipping's free. I'm like, no, it's not. They roll it into your price. But same thing, my overhead is not high at all. It's the labor, because people don't understand what it, like, what goes into it. Like, you're not up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning talking to people, getting stuff done. Like, yeah. if you want to do that, please go yeah. ahead. But that's what we're doing for you. You know what I mean? And then we're providing you your goods.
Yeah.
So you're just paying us to do that. But then with our other business too, like, we have employees and we have an office and we have company vehicles and we have all this stuff. So yeah. it's like when some guy's like, hey, I got a flat tire. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Or like, oh, registration's yeah. up. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I could only imagine. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not ready, but I feel like it just needs to happen. Because like, right. if you keep doubting, if you keep putting that on hold, then it'll never happen. So true. Like, this little tidbit of me having an employee is like a good start.
Yeah. I mean,
she's a college student. She's told
she was
me,
sweet.
Yeah. She's only had one job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, doesn't have anything in food service. But then I think back, like, any experience in food service. And I think back about myself when, you know, just trying to find a job out here in San Antonio when I had first moved here. Do you have any experience in food? No. Okay, we can't hire you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, where do you want me to get food right. experience if you don't try me? Like, put me on or something. But I try to step back and think about that with her.
Yeah.
Which is, I could, maybe, you know, when she turns 30 or whatever, and she still is like, what's your first food? And, well, it's Taco Couture. Oh, that's a unique name. What's Taco Couture? And then she can go on her spew of what we do. So, like, same thing, like, people are like, why don't you go to the Culinary Institute and get them, or like the students, because they're like looking for work or whatever. And I'm like, it could work, whatever, because I know, like, at the CIA, they pair you with like New York, Miami, like, find like Michelin maybe stars. Mm-hmm. And if they look at their, you know, resume, it's like, what's Taco Couture? And for me, it's like, it's free promo, where they'll have to be like, well, that's like, compared to like Bill Miller or like company names, or they'll be like, well, Taco Couture is, and then that could buzz into New York, Miami, LA ears. And
yeah,
like,
you never oh. know.
So I always see things now in a business move. Like, I'll go to Walmart, or I'll go to a business, or like, even like when we go to like SeaWorld, like, I used to work at SeaWorld, girl, at the time, I don't know how much the turkey legs are there now. SeaWorld was buying their turkey legs for 10 cents and we were selling them for $8.
I just spent $20 on one turkey leg,
girl,
like last week.
So I don't know what what pricing that was back in 2012. So I don't know if it takes them 20 cents now to buy that turkey leg, but things like that is on some boss move. And
for sure,
at the end of the day, people are gonna buy it because you can't bring food into the park. Mm-hmm. You're going to be passing by and be like, yo, that looks really good and juicy and crisp and mustard. And mm-hmm. but, all right, $20, I'll buy the turkey leg.
But what I love is that you're already, and you're a year in, you're already noticing your worth.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hardest things for me, because I don't feel like, how do you put a price on? Because it's not just what you do, it's who you are.
No.
And for me, like, who I am as a person, she's expensive, right? Girl. But what I do, I have to remain competitive. Yeah. And so, like, even in the content creation world, people are like, what are your prices? And for the longest time, I've been doing this almost 5 years, I'd be like, nothing. They're like, what do you mean nothing? Like, and so people are like, do you realize? I had one girl, she's like well-known in the community, and she was like, Natasha, do you realize like your network right now? And I was like, no, y'all are my friends. And she's like, no, take a step back.
Yeah.
Realize the people you like fuck with, like, these are people, like, you've worked yourself, like, you've worked yeah. your ass off to get to where you are, to be in the rooms you're in with the people you're with. But for me, I'm like, no, like, we just have a relationship, like, we're friends. But I had to take a step back and be like, you know what, you're right. So when I approach businesses, or businesses approach me, and they're like, well, how many followers do you have? Which I hate that. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they just have these businesses in San Antonio.
They pay for them.
They pay for that
yes.
shit. And so, I'm over here like, I work hard creating content
yes.
that I want you to tap on and get yes. to learn about me and my family and my culture, my yes. when other people are buying that shit.
Yes. So I tell people all the time, like, look, I don't have hundreds of thousands or thousands and thousands. But the people I do have are people of quality that you're going to want them to see your stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
So you make that decision. You want somebody that has 30, 40, 50,000, but they bought them.
Yeah.
And there's two people seeing yeah. their stuff. That's up to you.
It's real easy to sniff those out too. And then I hate the DMs I get. Oh, they hit me with their followers, mm-hmm. and that they could promote me on their page if mm-hmm. I do their event. Mm-mm. You ain't gonna fool me. Like, okay, all right. But my mom, after that, the party, the 1 year Taco Couture party, my mom went home. She's like, "You built your network." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "I was like, Mom, there is like, it's very intimate, you know, not that many people." She's like, "No, you built your network." And my mom's an educator, so she teaches special ed at Palo Alto. So she's been a special ed teacher for like 30 plus years. So she's very hard, because she's not one of those soft, like, she's like, "No, yeah. you got to be hard on them, because they'll take advantage of you." But mm-hmm. she's always been like a independent, in your head, like, get, like, if you fall, get up. Mm-hmm. If you cry, stop crying. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's who I was. And I'm trying to kind of low-key break that now that I have a daughter. But I'm like, man, this girl hit me up talking about infringement. 3 days later, I got Taco Couture. Like, if it wasn't for her, I felt like I wasn't built enough. I wouldn't have been built to create that, to right. get back up on my feet that fast.
But you're resilient.
Right.
That's what it is. Yeah. You're like, bet.
And I was like,
okay.
Well, at first it was like,
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, a day? All right, cool. You could have your day.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because now that I know the Paella Fest is coming up, it was the day before the Paella Fest last year. So it was like, all right, cool. So at the Paella Fest, I was like eating paella, and I was like, what? No, I'm not fake. And then like, yeah. boom, next day, gym time, Monday, I was like, or whatever. And I was like, Taco Couture. And so, yeah, I just want to be able to bring that elevated experience in street food, because people usually put on sweats. Hey, let's go get some tacos at the taco truck or whatever. All right, let me put some sweats on. Like, no, I want to do events where you dress up.
Yeah.
The first time that I ever saw my brand, my whole business come to life was with Larissa when she did the wedding expo. Yes. At the Witte Museum. Mm-hmm. It was a wedding expo, so people were dressed in gowns and suits. And I took a step back to take a video, and I look at the video. Well, right then and there, I saw it in real life. And then every time I play that video, I'm like, it came to life. There was gowns on my yes. carpet. There was tuxes, heels. I mean, granted, people that still book us will be backyard birthday parties, which is all fine and all. But, yeah. you know, they're willing to pay that price so that their kid or wife or mom is having that experience.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the showstopper of your show, of your party that you're hosting.
Yeah.
So you don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, you don't have to step down, break down. That's all up to us. All that dirty work that y'all, and like, just focus on hosting, and we got you. So that's why, that's another convenience that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, like, and I say it all the time, I was like, a purple cart can pop up the next day. Am I worried? Not really, no. You'll take my idea, but you'll never take the people that are working behind it.
Well, they'll never be you.
They'll never be me. They won't have, maybe they'll have culture or tradition, but it'll never be my style of cooking, which mm-hmm. is very different. And it's funny talking about cooking. So I have three styles, right? My grandma, she taught me patience and love and family. My mom has taught me fast flavor. What can I make with $5 in 30 minutes, because I got three kids I need to eat? Boom. And she threw some bomb ass meals. And then my dad taught me the grill. He taught me how to marinate, cook the meats. He was the meat guy, right?
Yeah.
So, and of course I was a tomboy, and I'm like, I don't want to be inside with the girls. Like, I want to be outside. So like, my grandma would be like, Serena, come here. And I'm like, well, yes, grandma. I was like, oh, we're cooking. And I was like, no, we're not. And I was very, and I'm so sorry, grandma. She's 91 now. And I try to go be with her as much as I can, because I talked back a lot when I was younger, really bad. And I regret it so much, because now I understand what all three of them were trying. Well, not really my dad. I was just like, Dad, what are you doing? And I like it. But what they were really teaching me, because to me, I hate gender roles.
Yes.
I like, when we had a house in Maryland, I would do the grass. I was like, babe, go inside. And he's like, okay. Because he's Haitian. So I don't know if you know about the Haitian culture. They're French, Spanish, mm-hmm. and Black. but they favor their French side. So he could debone a whole chicken with a fork and knife. And I'm over here like, I'm so Mexican star. Like, we, the tortillas are plate and you have like meat in the hand, like in the backyard barbecue. Like, what are utensils?
Yeah.
And they could debone and they're like prim and proper. And they're, you know, they speak French. He speaks four languages, which is Creole, French, English, and they know a little bit of a Spanish. But why'd I go to meet? But, oh, going to my culture was grandma was like, come here. And I was like, no. She's like, I know what you're trying to make me do. And she's like, no, you have to come make it. And I was like, no, grandma, I want to be outside with my brothers and my cousins, which are boys, playing tag and getting all dirty. And she's like, no, you're not meant to go outside. And I was like, no, I'm going to go outside. And she's like, no, you're not going outside. So we were just like that. But my grandma was just so patient. And she's like, okay, learn. And so I'll purposely like burn rice when you have to fry it, or I'll purposely have to burn everything. That was my mission, because I would think, okay, maybe she's not meant for the kitchen.
Yeah.
Every day. She never gave up. And I'll keep burning and burning and burn. And then finally I was like, all right, I'll learn. And now look at me. Like, now I'm using techniques and flavors from what I was so against.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be in a kitchen. And now I'm sharing family recipes and traditions to the city of San Antonio. I mean, we travel, so we've done Miami, and I think we're going to do it again. They reached out for May for this year, because we did May last year and May this year. And the Miami trip was just to, like, see if the brand would do good out there, because there's a lot of Hispanics, but they're not, like, Mexicanos. There's no spice. Like, it's, you know, Honduran, Salvadorian, Boricuas, Puerto Rican, which is, like, white rice, black beans, plátano. And I'm over here like, where's the salsa? Like,
yeah.
There's no, like, it's okay, but I'm like, where's the spice? Like, where's the 10 different spices you're supposed to throw in?
Yeah.
So, and Caribbean, the Caribbean culture. I love the Caribbean culture. Being married into the Caribbean family. My husband's cousin that was here, like, she has a culinary degree, actually. I was like, yo, why don't you do like a Haitian cart? And I hate fusion food. I really do hate fusion food, because if I'm going to go try, I want the full experience. Like, if I'm going to go eat Haitian food, I want Haitian food. Like, if I'm going to go, and I know like Asian and Mexican do a lot of fusion,
which is crazy to me.
And I'm like, no, if I want Asian food, I'll go get Asian food. And if I want tacos, I'm like, I think for me, it's just like same thing with cruise ships. Like, I don't want to go on a cruise. I want to go to wherever. I know the cruise, you get more bang for your buck with, but you get like an hour or two to get off the boat to go, like, I want to like not become the people, but I want to go try their food and learn cultures and
talk, immerse yourself.
Exactly. So like, let me be Caribbean for a week and then I'll go home. But like the boat stuff, and I'm like, would I ever do it? Probably, but I just feel like it's a waste of my money, because I'm addicted and attracted to culture. So like my husband, like, he's like, I'm Haitian. I was like, ooh, like, it's different.
And
so like, you're not American.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So like, I'm like, all right, what do y'all do?
Yeah.
Like, so sharing culture. Cause like, it could be boring in the beginning when you're dating, right? It was like, oh, my family, and this is our dish, and this is what we eat. And I was like, what? And then you could piggyback off of that. And the Haitian culture is very much so like the Mexican culture, which is about tradition, family, and food. So I'm like, yo, we speak each other's language, but not really. And their food is really good. And I know Caribbean food, for me, in my opinion, is really hard to eat here, because I've had the real deal. And so coming here, I feel like if you're Caribbean and you're listening to this, take that move. Know that there is no competition against you, because you'll be one of a handful of that are out here. And if you're a foodie like me, and if you like indulging in culture and stuff like that, they'll go try you. Because I've tried this ones are here, and it's just like, I mean, business smart, they're doing it right. But me, you can't fool me. And there's probably like a few in San Antonio that you can't, that can't be fooled. I don't know if that makes sense. Because I'm like, no, I've had the real deal. Like, I've had the real deal.
So I'm really similar into like other cultures are so intriguing. And like, I'm like, ooh, tell me. Tell me about your life, and like, tell me about how you grew up, and tell me about like, you know, the things you used to do. But I also love to travel, and I love to like go places. And same, like, I want to go to Europe, and like, don't talk to me for like a month. Like, I'm gonna go do anything, everything. Yeah. Like, I want to be a part of that.
My dream trip is like Greece, because I'm like,
yeah,
there's such a town village people, and yes. I wanna, me too.
Honestly, for me, it's like Spain. Like, that's like motherland.
Yeah,
and I've never been, and so I want to go. Spain's another pretty one. I just don't know if I'll ever come back.
Yeah, I know. Like, teach me how to make pasta, and it's over, girl.
Yeah.
But
when I heard, like, you go and they give you like tapas and a bottle of wine for $2, every place,
not $2 wine, girl.
And then you have to siesta, like, you have to. Like, I'm sorry, you're telling me to take a nap, relax, which I don't really do, but like, I'm sure I could, get used to it. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, because we're always go. And like, that's our level of success here, at least in the United States. Yeah. But we also have the highest level of burnout and depression and anxiety. And I'm like, yes, yes, and yes. Because
everything that requires for a reset requires money. And it's just like,
true.
I got to hustle to make this money so I can please myself. And then it just goes back into a circle.
Yep.
So it's like, it's so hard to enjoy myself knowing that I have to work. All right, let me work 5 events to cover this, and that, just so I could be enjoying myself. And I'll be like, and then I'll beat myself up. I'm like, I could have done that 5 events. I could have saved that money. Cause like I'm very frugal and stingy. Like, business money is business money. Like, I rarely do like the business meals or any of that. I'm like, yo, I'm really trying to get myself a company vehicle or the next, like, I got my second cart. Like, when I had first reached out to food wax paper guy, I was like, hey, how much? And he's like, oh, $780 for 10,000 papers. And I was like, that was their smallest. And I was like, can you go lower on quantity? Because I'm never going to feed 10,000 people. He's like, no. All right. Took me like 3 months of doing like pop-ups. And then I'm like, hey, I got my $780. And then he sent me the box. And he like offset printed. I took a picture and I sent it to him. I was like, yo. And he's like, oh, my bad. Let me send it to you again. And I was like, do you want this back? And I'm over here like super dumb, right? Like with Amazon. I'm like, oh, do you want me to ship this back? He's like, no, it's okay. You can have it. And I'm like, I knew you were going to say that. Who else has TC? And whoever's going to want some? I mean, I'll cut. Like, I will sit there and cut 10,000 of that little white sliver. And no one will ever know. But he sent me a next batch, so now I got 20,000 papers, and now my goal is to feed 20,000 people.
Yes.
And so that one came the next day, and so like the ones that I have to cut, I'll wait till I have like employees to do that. to do that tedious work. But no. And then same thing with the business cards. When I first started, I was like, all right, well, let me. I don't know if you've ever felt my business cards, but I put a felt touch to the card, so. It's a little expensive, but I got my first box of 500, and I was like, oh my God, like, we're starting. All right. I'm never going to hand out 500 cards. And then 500 went. And I'm like, all right, well, let me get 5,000. And so I put that order in because there's like a deal at the time with Vistaprint. And I'm like, all right, I'm never going to hand out 5,000. Girl, I'm on my, I have 2 boxes left. And I'm like, so things that you would never think, like, it's coming, like, with the papers, with the business cards. It's showing me, like, what? It's happening way too fast, like, when I see how many boxes I have left or how many papers, like, of boxes that I have left. So I'm like, okay, maybe I am onto something.
You definitely are.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that we recently met.
I know.
But, like, I feel
you
like
know me?
Immediately. Yeah. Like,
I feel like I know you too.
Yeah, when we started talking, I was all, wait, like, our husbands, like, had to go talk.
And your husband was a prior Marine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so was mine. And I was like, she's a Marine wife. And I'm like, I hated the whole, like, military wife term.
Yeah.
Because I never got along with them. Not like we would catfight, but I would, like, be in rooms and hear them talk. I'm like, no. I'm like super tomboyish, so I would play on base we lived on base, and I was working at the gym on base, so I was like, yeah, let's go hoop, I'll open the gym for y'all, wink wink. And it would be like my husband and like some Marines, and I would be more with the guys, and you already know like what they say about girls with the guys.
Yes.
But that was like my whole high school, college, being with my husband. I'm like, I'm here with my husband, y'all need to chill. Yeah. And even sometimes when he's not around, I don't know if you've seen what he looks like, but, you know, some Marines be like, hey, hey, and then another Marine be like, bro, no, you don't, Do you know her husband? Her husband's Sergeant Volsi. Like, no.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, who's Sergeant Volsi? And then they're like,
you don't find out.
They're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah, but like, I'm like a super tomboy. I just can't do the drama, the cat. Like, it's just, like, don't get me wrong. I love the Real Housewife franchise. Like, I'll watch the Real Housewife franchise. And they could fight and they can make themselves look a fool, but because I don't have no friends. So that's the drama in my life where I'm like, well, it's not me and it's y'all. And then also another reason why I like watching them is because they throw these lavish events. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to details, like what can I do for, like, yeah. And I love to throw parties. So when I first moved back, I started a business called, well, it's my name. My grandma called me Serenita. Calls me Serenita. So I called it Serenita Picnics, and Picnics is spelled the French version of picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do luxury pop-up picnics and balloon decor.
Which is beautiful. I've seen it too.
Yeah. So it was really hard, and it still is, because everyone does balloons. Everyone does pop-up picnics here in San Antonio. So they could, you know, I'll get certain clients here and there with balloons, but like my prices aren't cheap anymore because now you're taking me away from Taco Couture.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't do basic balloons. Like, it's more like designer, if that makes sense. It's not, all right, you do four quads and a big balloon and then walk away. Like, nah, I'm very intrigued with the smaller balloons and make it. But, you know, I'm still, you know, trying to post on that page with events that I have done. But I love throwing parties. So that's why.
Same.
So like my daughter's second birthday party was in the backyard, and I used Taco Couture was her caterer. I had a picnic table with a happy birthday coloring page. I had another picnic table with sensory play.
Oh, I
had,
love that.
My ball, a little pool that I don't use it for my business, but it's mini dip. They're like designer inflatable dip pools.
Oh.
It's super cute. It's at Target. Like, they cute. Are super designer. And so I put ball pits in there. And my dad owns a table and chair business in Pearsall, which is like an hour away. But I'm like, Dad, for your granddaughter's party, she would like to have chairs and tables. And he has like the nice white ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, throwing parties is what I like to do. And I just got to use what you have. And sometimes people don't have that niche of throwing events or parties. That's why they hire people. For me, I'm like, I am paying. If someone were to hit me up with my price of balloons, I'm like, I'm not paying y'all. I'm gonna do this myself. Like, for me, it was like, oh, not always DIY. Like, I love DIY. So like during Corona on the military base, I was like, man, they were really strict, but my husband still had to go. It was weird.
Yeah.
On to his job. And then I was home and I was like, man, and I was still getting paid because I was full time on a DLD employee at the gym. But I was like, what do I do? And like, is this what a military wife does and sits around? And I hated that
Me too.
Feeling.
Yeah.
And I'm going to knock on wood because I would talk so much shit about wives that had one child and three children and didn't do shit. And I don't worry, guys. I got a taste.
Yeah.
I got a taste. Don't worry. I ate my shit. Yeah. I ate my words. I had my baby. And it's just, for me, is I can't just sit around.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel worthless, and it makes me feel like, what the fuck am I? And when I know leaving that base to come to San Antonio to, you know, raise our child, give birth, all that, I started to feel that because I had nothing. I wasn't going back to my DOD job. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, it did give me a year to find another job in the DOD realm. So my background, all that was clear. So if I wanted to get a job at Fort Sam or Lackland or whatever, it would be easier, they say, but going on USA jobs is not easy at all. Oh my god. And then now they're starting to message me and text me, hey, are you still interested in the position at this base? And I'm like, I applied for this like when I gave birth. I'm fine, trust me. That worthless feeling. But the first time I felt that, because I'm so used to on the go, grind for yourself, whatever I got to do to not go back home.
Yes.
I felt that during the COVID. So I was like, it was so bad where I literally stayed up for more than 24 hours straight. It was so bad because I was creating and I was binge watching, and then my mind was going at 100 where I was crying because I wanted to go to sleep, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes were so glazed, and I would cry to my husband. I was like, I want to go to sleep. He's like, go to sleep. I was like, no. Like, they just, I don't know why, I just couldn't go down. And that happened during the beginning of COVID. And I was like, I'm not used to having so much free time.
Right.
And I'll go to the garage and work out in the garage. But it was, I hated that feeling.
Yeah.
I need to do something.
I feel the exact same way. I will literally go into depression if I have nothing to do. Like, I start to like spiral, and I get really like ansias. Like, I'm like, I need, like, what the fuck am I doing? Because if I'm not working, I'm not moving, I'm not going up.
Yeah.
I'm down. Like, I'm worthless.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a good feeling to have, and it's not a good thing to say.
It's not.
But
because y'all are worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Know your worth. But yes. I think for us being so like
on the grind all the time,
very young.
Yeah.
It's just, it's different, and it makes me feel weak.
Yes. No, same.
But same. I mean, and then everyone's like, oh my God, like, how's business with Taco Couture? I'm like, oh, it's good. They're like, we see you everywhere. And I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing it enough.
Girl.
That one event where they did the tamales, like, I had to drop those off, and we did 3 back to back. And I don't know why I agreed to that, but we did it. And I was like, yo.
Yeah.
Didn't go to sleep till like, it was a bad day. But like, I took it on because I'm like, they really wanted us. And I always feel like I have to say yes a lot of times. Yeah. And it's hard for me to say no because, again, it's not about the money. It's about like, oh yeah, we could like pack down and hit your spot up. Uh-huh. If you're like, and you know, we'll let them know, hey, we have an event right before yours, so your surf time might be a little later. Just work with us. And they understand. But like, for me, it's like, ooh, like getting in the truck and trying to race and get through traffic. Like, that's a thrill for me.
Yeah. It's adrenaline.
Girl, I'm still booked with this because we'll make it. We'll make it. No, I don't want them to be like, dang, they're unorganized. But no, it's just like, all right, I fed y'all's guests. We packed down, clean up, next event. Boom, same thing, next event. And it's just like, and when you're done and you're like, that's when it hits you. It's like when you get home, we're like, me and we've looked at each other. We're like, take the cart down tomorrow. And we're like, take cart down tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, let's get in there. But yeah. I feel like I'm not doing enough when people are like, no, we see you everywhere. And I'm like, I don't think so.
I literally get that comment. Yesterday, I was at a networking event, and they're like, where are you not? Like, you're everywhere. Yeah. Like, I see you everywhere doing everything. And I was like, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, I mean, I don't know. It's...
Networking is another thing. Like, in my mindset on networking in the very beginning was ugly. It was, I felt like, especially when it comes to, like, women events, I'm like.
Those are harder for me.
Honestly. Yeah, because, I mean, I had my first taste, and I was like, I look back, and I'm like, this is high school. Mm. You just see, you could tell, I mean, we're grown, that they've known each other, and it's very cliquish, and then you see, like, a table where they don't know, and they're coming into this, and then you see it, and I'm like, why am I here? This is not who I am.
Yeah.
And I think the person that changed networking for me was Jasmine Brand. I think that's her last name. She owns Her Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. So when she came to San Antonio, they were messaging me on Instagram. I followed them. I was like, they'll never follow me back. Like, they have a community.
I think I follow them too.
Yeah. And then they followed me back, and they're like, hey, we're interested in. I was like, me? What? So they really did. Shout out to Her Texas, guys. So they have a network, right? Mm-hmm. So you pay a certain price to be a part of their yearly network, and you can access other entrepreneurs where, hey, what can I do for, you know, piggyback off of each other. Yeah. Like, hey, funding, this is who I know. Oh, snap, there's a funding member in the group. So for us, what, you know, I sponsored their event. Like, I got a year free to be in the group or their meetings. Do I do them? No, it's hard. Like, they'll do like Zoom stuff, and I'm like, I can't sit.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta go. Like, if I sit after Zoom, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be at the gym. I need to go. Like, that's how my mom is, and that's how I am. And I'm like, fuck, this is irritating, but this is my life now.
Yep.
So, but that networking event, I like that when they were checking in, it was a free event, but you know, you RSVP and then you check in, and everyone was getting different color bracelets. And then, you know, they start and they introduce, like, my name is, and this is our mission, da da da. Okay, everybody that has pink wristbands, please move to this table. Everyone with green. So, like, nobody knew each other. And I really liked that. And I don't think I had a color wristband because I was, like, donating the tacos. But I was in a suit and a black dress, and that's where I met Diana from Savage Coffee.
Yeah.
So I met her there. And at the table that I was sitting at, I got to meet, I think she was a HEB interior designer. Mm-hmm. Then I met a ceramic. She does really pretty ceramic art. There was an artist that came from, I think she's from San Francisco and moved to San Antonio like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And she was sharing that it's really hard for her to showcase her art and working, you know. So like we were going through all of our struggles and what, yeah. like basically what can I do for you? Or maybe you know somebody and da da da. Yeah. So like it was cool. So yeah. that I was like, hell yeah. Like this is some woman, like yes. not on some like I ain't telling you or helping you
yeah
out.
We don't gatekeep here.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I actually want to put together a networking event, which I wanted to do in the first quarter, but here we are. But very similar. Yeah. So like you're not gonna sit with your clique, you're not gonna yeah. sit with your friends, you're gonna be where I put you, and then y'all are gonna form like something. Yeah, so we do have to. Oh, it's already no. been over an Dang. Hour. I know.
I was like, I have so much more to tell.
I know. I can bring it back, girl. But yeah, so how do people find you, and what's something that you have to say to the people of San Antonio?
You can find me on Facebook at Taco Couture, and then on Instagram, taco.couture. Not on the website, not yet. We're still working on that. And then what advice? What was it?
Something you want to say to the people of San Antonio.
People of San Antonio, other than book me. I mean, if you're...
Or family and friends, whatever.
I feel like just do it. Like, just do it. Like, if you're creative, which I feel like all people are, you just have to, like, tap into that mm-hmm. mindset. But just do it, because you never know. It'll if it's your passion, like, if you're passionate about music, that's your thing.
Yeah.
Don't try to get into food when you're passionate about music, because then yeah. it just won't, you know, because then now it just becomes your life. Like, was I passionate about food? No, but I am a foodie. So I was like, ooh, let me provide an experience to San Antonio. So whatever you're passionate about it, and you decide to start your own business or be an entrepreneur, then that's what you should do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, then thank you so much for being here. Thank you for having me. I definitely want to bring you back.
Yes.
Because you're...
I feel like we know each other now. Next yes. time I'm gonna be like dropping my yes. jokes yeah. like the Valley. I don't know if you hear Valley girls going, nah, yes. like that's me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to be prim and proper.
No, girl. No. Yes, definitely. I'm gonna bring you back. I'd love to have you. And I am so excited for you and so Thank proud you. Of you. And just keep killing it.
Thank you.
Yes, guys, make sure that you like, share, follow, book.
Yes.
Taco Couture. I promise you, you're going to love it. Like, the food is fantastic. Attention to detail is amazing. And I'm not just saying that because she's my guest. I promise you, even before I met her, it's fantastic. So make sure that you do that. Again, thank you to you guys for watching or listening. Make sure that you like and subscribe and do all that thing. Follow me under Norteño210 under everything, or just look for me, Natasha Gonzalez. You'll find me. But yes, thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Yeah. Grabbing me in, girl.